previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Friday morning, you with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. It's 8:17 right now.
And it's 2021 and change needs to happen now. We need to be proactive and work towards a sustainable future. And to read a quote from the Community Conservation Fund, one of the drivers of that change: the biggest challenge is shifting the perspective of ecotourism, especially for local communities, to create an understanding and appreciation of the delicate balance of living in harmony with the environment. For local communities, it's about realizing the personal and global benefits of preserving wild animals and their habitats. And in studio today with us, we have a good friend of the station, the executive chairman of the Mantis Collection and CCFA, Mr. Adrian Gardner, and executive director CCFA, Di Aluden. Good morning, guys. Welcome. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, what a pleasure to be back again here and to see you in person for a change.
Yeah.
Having to work and just imagine what we are, but it's always a privilege actually to be in the station. I love it. I actually listen to it whenever I travel overseas or whatever the case may be, because I think you guys are really on the ball and you really tell some good stories in the morning. So thank you for having us on here.
Thank you for that. Yeah, great stuff. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. What Adrian said.
Yeah. That's okay.
Di or Adrian, anyone can answer this, the next question or the first question. Who is the CCFA?
Okay, I think I'll just go back a step here, because I think you all remember that, and you guys were there when we sold 50% of our brand to this international hospitality company called Accor. Yeah. And we did that for three reasons. We needed a distribution system, we needed a loyalty program, and one of the conditions of the deal was that we wanted to start our own conservation fund, and it became the CCFA, the Community Conservation Fund Africa, which could be America, Australia, Arctic, Asia, in other words, the world. And really, you know, when I looked at Accor and saw exactly what their database was, and the loyalty program was something that we needed. Now, their loyalty program in the Western world has 60 million members. In the East, China, and that, another 60. And all I said to the chairman at the time, Sebastian, was, you know, it's pretty easy. We can make this fund really work. Please give us a dollar a person in points. So in other words, I could write to you, Charlie, or wherever it might be, and say to you, Lee, you've got so many points. Would you mind burning a point? Wayne, you would probably burn $10 worth of points. So, you know, that was one of the methods. And they've changed the system, which that's going to happen to. But I think the real message was that just having been involved in conservation from the last 30 years with the start of Shemwari, is that I'm a real great believer, and Ian Player taught me this, and he became a great friend and mentor of mine, is that conservation without the community is really a problem. Because you can't have one side of the fence where everybody's living well and the other side, they're not benefiting from it. So we've really made it our effort to involve the community in the work that we do. And I must give Di, our executive director, great credit for this, because I think you're going to hear just now exactly what she's doing for the community. And the community, it's so important to us, because can you imagine South Africa, Africa without wildlife? What would happen to our tourism? We checked 90% of the visitors that came to Cape Town came to a wildlife experience. Take the wildlife out of Africa, take it out of Kenya, take it out of Tanzania. What have we actually got left? We've got an asset in this world that nobody else has got. Please, guys, with your help, help us protect it. And that's what the CCFA is there for.
Awesome.
Wow. And what are the projects that you are involved in? And that is the one that we are partnering with, the Greening the Community project, of which Algoa FM is proudly involved in. You just want to give us some more details about that, Di?
Yeah, sure. So we are launching a project today, which Algoa FM are obviously our media partner for that. Basically, what CCFA does is we try to work with the community members who are work in our hotels. So their staff, their families, anyone sort of connected to our hotel group, we want to do something for their communities. And Mantis manages a property called Hopewell Conservation Estates, which is basically just at the end of the Barkens Valley. The staff there, there's a group there that came to us, and they said when they walk home to Quannebosle, they literally walk up a hill on the conservation estate, and then they walk down. And you can really tell the difference difference. There's a stark contrast between the green that they see on the conservation estate and the brown, barren land that they see in the area that they live. And they approached us and they said, please help us. We want to green our community. And I think this is a really important part to know about the project, is that it's not CCFA saying, we want to come into your community and we want to make a difference. It's them coming to us saying, please help us to make a difference in our community. So, yeah, we're launching today where we are starting with planting 600 trees. That's our goal. And this is really just the start. 600 trees is not the end of how we're going to green the community. You know, we've chosen the trees because it's a measurable. We can say we have, we've got 50 trees donated, 100 trees donated. And as a community, we can measure this. And I think really important for everyone to know is we're not just planting trees anywhere. We've identified 21 schools within the Kwanabushle community. And the schools are so excited. We knew, I would say, about four or five principals, headmasters and mistresses in the area. And the news of us planting these trees have got out. We now have them, the principals contacting us to say, please, can you come and plant trees in our schools? So the schools are taking accountability for the trees. And this is what's going to make the project sustainable, because we really are going to be able to measure, to say to them within 12 months, if your trees are still looking good, you can come to Hopewell Conservation Estate. You can experience what, you know, what's on the other side of the hill, basically. And so it's such a beautiful project with the most amazing people who are involved in this. The group of guys, actually, that work at Hopewell, they founded their own cooperative called Indalo. So it's them. It's Indalo that approached us to say, please assist us. We want to do this. And you will get to meet them soon. Mm. And I know for sure that your listeners will be inspired by them.
I love the word Indalo. Indalo means nature, for those who may not know. But I also love that there's a visible success measure in that. I mean, you chat about the Kwanabushle landscape. It's currently brown and dry and so on. But that visible measure really means that there would be a physical transformation in the natural vegetation. You'd be able to see the success of the project. But, you know, with the project aiming to drive environmental awareness and also, you know, aiming to empower local communities, how exactly does it plan to alleviate poverty?
Yeah, so there's many, as I said, the trees are really just the starting point of this project. What we plan to do is, after the trees are planted, put 20 students through the Wilderness Foundation Africa's Sia Zenzela training program. This is a life and employability skills program. Five of those top students will be chosen to work for Indalo. Mm-hmm. And the idea being that they will go through formal horticultural training. Indalo's vision is to have a nursery inside the community where people can come. It's a safe space. They can learn about it. One of the main things that I've actually missed to tell you is that they want to keep the traditional healing powers of medicine. They want to keep that knowledge alive, because they say, you know, the young generation of today, they're just not interested in it. And so they want to have this nursery where people can go and learn about the medicinal benefits of traditional medicine. So there's lots of ways that this is going to empower. Planting the tree, obviously planting the trees, we need people to do that. We need people to look after the trees. And we're not only going to stop there. There's going to be a lot of fruits, vegetable gardens. I think the three types of trees that we are planting specifically are a fruit tree for fruit, for the kids to eat. And then there's going to be hardwoods so that they have shade at their schools. And then we're also going to plant spekboom for obvious reasons.
You've certainly caught my attention with the preserving and the educating around the indigenous, traditional medicine and plant-based foods, particularly now during COVID. I don't know if you guys know, but there was a moment where umhlonyane, which is a herb otherwise known as, I think it's artemisia, or the African wormwood, also in Afrikaans known as wilde uils, I think. There was popularity during COVID around this, and it's an indigenous herb. An African indigenous herb, which is used to treat many diseases. So you've certainly caught my attention with the preservation and the education around traditional indigenous plants.
I wish I'd known about that. I would have taken that instead of ivermectin.
just to wrap up quickly, there's a very important event happening coming September, the Everesting Running Challenge. Care to touch on that briefly?
Well, you know, it was quite interesting because one of our guys, Mark, brought to me a guy called Stephen Lancaster. Yeah. And I think we know about him, and he's just, you know, he's, if he's not running, I think he's, you know, doesn't know what he's doing. But, you know, when he came and chatted to us in our office and we talked about it, and then they together with Di came up with this idea of Everesting. And then, you know, that we worked out where would be the best place to do it. So basically Everesting is that you run up a certain length and you've got to do it so many times. At the end of that, it's the distance of Everest and the height of Everest. So what better place could have been than up the hill here from your office to virtually the cricket ground and back again. So he has to do that 141 times. So while I'm sitting here and looking at it, I think I've just chosen my seat for the day for the 24 hours.
You mean you're not going to run one day?
So in other words, what we're trying to do is that he'll do it. I know that. And then I think we've just about finalized a title sponsor. And I know that you guys are very much involved with us, for which we really appreciate, because we know that we'll get the coverage that it deserves. And then, you know, obviously we get people that will run up. And again, Di's going to bring community members to see if they want to do one or two legs. And then whoever we get, we're trying to get the person concerned to sponsor a car that will bring him down. So I think it's a unique, absolutely unique idea of what we want to do there. We thank you so much for being part of it, and we hope it's a success, and I'm sure it will be. And thank you, Di, and your team for really putting together this amazing project for Port Elizabeth. Just one of a few that we're coming up with, and COVID has taught us that I have a saying in life, every problem has an opportunity. We're going to find a few more opportunities out there, but it's been very difficult, this one. But thank you for having us.
Adrian, just to get back to the Greening the Community project, you speak about involvement in the Everesting Challenge, but what is the call to action or the challenge to companies for the Greening the Community project?
Di will give you that. She's working very hard on that.
Okay.
So we invite anyone in the Quebec area to donate a tree. So you adopt a tree for yourself, or we are inviting corporates to adopt a cluster of 10 trees. And in order for them to do this, they can just log on to our website, which is www.ccfa.africa. If you are a corporate and you are buying 10 trees, we will give you a school. You will know which school your trees are being planted. So you will be able to visit that school. You will be able to really see what your donation has done. And if you are a community member that's just very keen to get involved, you'll be added to our database. You will be very involved. Yeah, we encourage everyone to really, really help Indalo to green their community.
Yeah.
But you have had some sponsors already.
Yeah, we've, I mean, today we're launching it, obviously, for the first time. But we've probably sold 105 trees so far, just by word of mouth.
Sure.
Yeah. And our target is 600. So
no, we'll get there. Come now. Let's get there. Yeah. All right. We have to wrap it up, unfortunately, but
no,
great
work.
No, we
can't. We've got lots more to do.
No, look, I can sit and talk about this all morning. I really don't mind. But Adrian and Di, thank you so much for the work that you are putting into the community and the work that you are doing as well. And thank you for joining us this morning on I'll Go Even Breakfast.
Always a privilege and a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.